So if there's anything more that you could do to make yourself that much more comfortable, what would that look like? So come into this practice of eye rest, yoga nidra, with your wholehearted interest to be fully present in this moment. Or take a moment to invite in your intention for this practice. What is it that you're looking for this evening? Have an attitude of curiosity and openness, meeting and greeting everything as it arises, no judgments. Eye rest is a process that awakens our innate wisdom, our inner guide, an essential aspect of our true nature, and knows how to dispel all misperceptions that exist in the mind. We learn to discriminate that which is pure from that which is conditioned, that which is unchanging from that which is impermanent. So feel now into your heartfelt desire, that heartfelt longing. What is it that you want more than anything else in life? You're diving deeply into your own heartfelt intuition and acknowledging your deepest longing. Affirm that longing as if you are living and expressing that truth in this very moment. Feel it fully. And then set it aside, and we'll come back to it at the end of the practice. And take a moment to recall, to re-feel or find that safe, secure place, that place that where you come to it, you feel safe, nurtured, loved, supported. A sense of being supported to be just as you are. Feel that flush of safety and security as you welcome this safe haven into your awareness. Fill it out with all the senses, noting any objects that are there with you, any people, anyone that helps you to feel totally loved, taken care of, peaceful. And know that you can return to this safe place at any time during this practice or throughout your day or night. Any time you need to rest or feel a need for security, return to this safe haven and feel how this special place acts on your body, your mind, bringing a deep sense of safety, peace, and relaxation. Find the body breathing itself, this gentle flow of breath, this downward movement of breath and energy on the inhale, the upward movement of breath and energy on the exhale. Be aware of sensations on the skin. Be aware of the space in the room, the others in the room, the objects in the room. And be aware of the sounds in the room, the sounds of my voice, the hum of the fan, the sounds outside the room, the chopping or hammering. Let all these sounds come fully into your awareness, not trying to reject or dismiss anything, welcoming all these sounds into your awareness. Be aware of the ear canals and the space in the ears. Be aware of the inner ears, the outer ears, letting the ears come fully into sensation. And allow the sounds to come into the ears rather than the ears reaching out for the sound. And become aware of the eyes, the bony structure surrounding each eye, the eyeballs, the eye cavities themselves. Can you imagine the space in the eye cavity? And come to the eyeballs. Be aware of the eyeballs and let the eyeballs gently sink back to the back of the skull. And then allow them to drift downward through the neck into the heart center, coming to rest at the heart center, having this felt sense of seeing with the whole body. Become aware of the whole mouth, the interior of the mouth, the tongue, the floor, the roof. Give your whole awareness, whole interest and curiosity into the mouth so that nothing is more important than the sensations inside the mouth. Feel the spaciousness within the mouth. And let the mouth become nothing but sensation. Be aware of the whole face, the forehead, the cheeks. Be aware of the back of the skull, the crown of the skull, the scalp covering the skull. Be aware of the whole head, face, skull, and scalp together. The whole head filled and alive with sensation. This sensation glowing in all directions simultaneously. And feel sensation flowing into the neck. Sensation flowing from the neck across the top of the shoulder. Sensation flowing into the arms and down into the palms of the hands, the backs of the hands, each finger filling with sensation till the arms and hands are glowing, saturated with sensation that's radiating in all directions. Both arms, left and right. Feel sensation flowing from the arms into the armpits, the side ribs, the ribs in the back of the body, ribs in the front of the body, sensation filling the torso and flowing into the belly, the lower back, the pelvis, the whole pelvis saturated with sensation, the floor of the pelvis, the whole torso and pelvis alive with sensation. sensation glowing in all directions simultaneously. And feel sensation flowing from the pelvis into the thighs, the legs. Sensation flowing down the legs into the ankles, the feet, all 10 toes. Sensation filling the soles of the feet. Both feet, both legs, filled and alive with sensation. Sensation glowing, radiating in all directions simultaneously. Be aware of the whole body, from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. The whole body glowing with sensation, radiating sensation. And become aware of the breath, feeling the breath in both nostrils. This downward movement of breath filling the whole body, the upward movement of breath flowing out the nostrils, filling the space in front of the body. And as you exhale, become aware of the whole left side of the body and exhale the breath into the left side of the body. Then inhale the left side of the body. Exhale into the right side of the body. Inhale right side of the body. Exhale into the left side of the body. Just alternating each side with each exhalation. Feeling each inhale and exhale saturating that side of the body with sensation. That side of the body alive and moving with sensation. And on the next exhalation, allow the exhalation to flood into both sides of the body equally, and inhale into both sides of the body equally, reuniting the two halves into the whole. Feel this movement of breath and energy flowing in and out the body. Breath and energy flowing in and out the body, while sensations still in the body. Continue to follow this movement of breath in and down the body, up and out the body on the exhalation. Liquid sensation flowing in every direction. Feel this sensation moving from left to right, like a liquid flowing sensation. Feel this sensation flowing from front to back. Is it bounded by the body? Can you feel that sensation moving beyond the walls of the body? Pure sensation flowing in and out in all directions. Feeling the body being received by the ground. Feeling the weight and heaviness of the body settling into the ground with each exhalation. Now let the breath be just as it is, the body breathing itself. And can you find a sensation or a feeling that feels superficial, feels on the outer edge of the body? And then can you find its opposite, a feeling of deep, a deep sensation within the body? And go back to that initial feeling of superficial. On your own time, back and forth from superficial to deep. And then feel them both together. Can't think your way, feel your way, feeling both the superficial and the deep, both together, and notice your experience. And can you feel a sensation of looseness? Perhaps like a baggy sweater hanging loosely in the body. Let go of the image and just feel this pure sensation of loose. Then can you feel its opposite of tight? Like a spandex tightness, perhaps. Let that image go and just let this feeling of tightness remain. Going back and forth from loose to tight, tight to loose, and then feel them both together. And perhaps there's an emotion arising. Can you locate that emotion in the body? And if there is no emotion arising, perhaps can you find a feeling of cheerfulness, or stay with the emotion that first arose for you? If not, follow along with my voice and locate cheerfulness in the body. And can you find its opposite, sadness or sad? Locate that in the body. Where does that appear? And then go back to feeling cheerful, this cheerfulness. Feel that in the body. And on your own time, going back to sadness, and then to cheerfulness, or the emotion that arose for you, finding its opposite and going back and forth. First one, feeling it fully, and then the other. And then feel the two together, feel them both simultaneously, and notice your experience. And can you locate the emotion of optimistic? Where does that appear in the body? Can you welcome this emotion of optimism completely? And can you find its opposite, perhaps? Discouraged. Can you find discouraged? Locate that in the body. Feel it fully. Notice if there's any resistance. Can you feel that? Then going back and forth from first one, the optimism or optimistic, to discourage or discouragement. Feeling them both fully, and then feel the two together. Feel them both simultaneously and notice the impact that has on the body and the mind. And I invite you to follow along as I call out some images, just noticing your experience in the body and in the mind as you hear these images. An early morning sunrise, a calm, tranquil ocean, flowers in a meadow, a stormy, raging sea, a group of people angry, arguing, waves crashing onto the shore, walking into a dark, moist cave, seeing yourself sitting quietly in front of a candle, a burning candle. Walking up a high mountain, greeted by a circle of close friends. Throughout all these experiences, notice how you are the observer. Notice how these images, these emotions, these sensations arise in this field of awareness and dissolve back into that field of awareness. Can you step back into that field of awareness? This place that does not change, yet is aware of that which is always changing. Be aware of this personality, this sense of I-ness. This I who is strong, this I who is hungry. Can you let go of that I-ness and feel as if hunger were arising in you, strength were arising in you? All the while, perceptions coming and going, arising in you and dissolving back in you, into this field of awareness, this awaring presence that you are. So take a moment and reflect back on the journey you've just taken, these images, these emotions, these sensations. Feel how they were unfolding in this awaring presence, this field of vastness, and dissolving back into that awaring presence. Not separate, yet distinct from everything that is arising. And as you abide in that awaring presence, that being, let that heartfelt longing bubble up and reemerge out of this vast spaciousness. Feel it emerging as a fact, as a true expression of this moment, a heartfelt reality, Let it be a totally embodied experience, and then allow it to be absorbed by and dissolve back into awareness, feeling yourself as the presence that you are. And as you go about the remainder of the week, watching activities unfold, feel them unfolding in you. Feel into this essence that you are in all circumstances. Be devoted to this feeling of pure being. This ends this practice of I Rest Yoga Nidra.